This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to hold his first in-person event since testing positive for the coronavirus, and a campaign rally is set for Monday. AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR, 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said in an interview on Fox News Friday night that he stopped taking medications to combat coronavirus 8 hours prior.
I just felt very good. You would have sort of a sore throat, just to add to what we were saying, but I felt really very, very good after taking this for a period of time. It's a transfusion, not a shot.
And Mr. Trump went on to say that he doesn't like to take meds at all. He does credit an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover. He had said he's trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve an emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drug. Health experts say it's not a cure, but experimental antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested. They aim to help the immune system fight the coronavirus. This is VOA News.